Sorry, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hi, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
You're all under arrest.
That's why the lady is a tramp. That's
why we interrupt this third rerun of the eighth repeat of Frank Sinatra's ninth farewell performance to announce that there will be no Police 5 on television this week as somebody has stolen Shaw Taylor.
Is that the one who married Richard Burton?
No, she's a much stockier fella.
No, that's Elizabeth Schwarzkopf. And incidentally, did you know that her name in English means Betty Blackhead?
I like them.
Who?
The ink spots. Oh, yes.
Why do you whisper green grass?
So I like that. I often take my old 78 out, you know.
One of these days they'll catch you at it.
Wow. I have a girlfriend who's a natural for the Playboy Centre spread.
Why?
She's got a big crease across her tummy and two navels.
John, yes. How do you get on with that sort of, you know,
You mean sex?
No. When I say no, yes.
You mean you haven't?
Shut up, fatty.
He hasn't! Shut up!
Leave him alone. Tim, I thought you were married.
What's that got to do with it?
Oh, God.
When I was younger, I used to go down the cinema, wait till the lights went down, and then pick up whatever was about.
That doesn't always work. I once got engaged to a bag of nuts.
That's why the lady.
Get off!
Home hints for the handyman, number 69. How to make a bed warmer.
Marry her.
All of me. Why not take all of me?
I'm not potty about your left leg.
It's Story to Kelly, Kelly to McNabb, McNabb high across the penalty area to Armstrong. I wish these lads would stop knocking the referee about and get on with the game.
And now, over to Frank Bow. Or is it off? Of course it is. And off, over to Frank Bow.
Frank Boff here, with the news that they're out in the first race at Aintree.
I used to go there with my dad, you know. Oh, quite a lot. Used to go there with my dad all the time. They used to sell marvellous toffee. There were gypsies walking round with trays of it, singing, Aintree Sweet.
Who wrote that?
Dennis.
What?
Oh, that's why the lady.
Dennis!
Yes?
Dennis, would you put one foot on the soft pedal?
Yes.
And the other foot on the loud pedal?
Yes.
Now, pedal off.
Would you believe it?
Did you know that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart composed for 30 years non-stop and has been decomposing for 182 years?
Would you believe it?
Come unto these yellow sands and then take hands, curtsied when you have and kissed the wild waves' whist.
Who art thou?
Ariel.
Well, get back on the roof. I want to watch Coronation Street.
Meanwhile, in a pub near Portsmouth, just above the bollards.
I fought with Admiral Jellicoe at Jutland.
What about?
He kept putting his hand on my leg.
Meanwhile, in the joke next door...
Ready, dear?
Yeah.
Right.
George?
Yes, darling?
Do you still love me?
Of course, darling.
As much as you did when we were first married.
Even more, my love.
You still fancy me?
Oh, yes, yes, desperately.
Well, put the au pair girl down and come to bed.
That's what I mean, John. How do you get a girl to, you know, I mean, to take off? No, no, I don't mean. Yeah, I mean, yes, I mean.
Hasn't anybody ever told you anything?
Well, my wife's promised to have a chat with me tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
He hasn't!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Anyway, you don't know anything about girls.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Go on, then, tell.
I know all about them.
Go on, tell us, tell us.
They're the ones who walk backwards when you do the Velita.
Meanwhile, at an old-time dance, just round the corner from the Schottische.
Good evening, Mrs. Wilkinson.
Good evening, Sergeant.
Would you care to do the military two-step with me?
I'd love to, Sergeant.
Right. First of all, have yourself a nourishing cup of coffee. Here's a shilling.
Thank you.
Ha-ha! You have just enlisted for 12 years in the Coldstream Guards.
Oh.
Belcher!
Oh.
Hee-ha! Hee-ha! Hee-ha!
And she was never seen again.
Tell her you care each time you speak. Make it her birthday each day of the week.
Happy birthday, dear. You are now 8,225.
I like an older woman.
Oh, do shut up.
Tim's got a problem, you know, John. Look at the way he's been behaving all week.
I know, I don't get it.
That's my problem.
They do be carving down by the Brumple Patch in Long Meadow.
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, love, I'm supposed to do that line in the Archers later on, but I'm due at a ballet class. Could you pass it on?
Certainly, certainly.
Thank you, Trej.
Tra. That's something else I want to ask you about.
Oh, Tim, this has gone far enough. After the broadcast, I'm going to give you two phone numbers and a pamphlet.
Home hints for the handyman. Number three, again.
How to make a table flap.
Tell it it's pregnant.
That was a rude joke.
For heaven's sake, accompany Tim.
Not the way he's been talking.
No, no. Well, then, accompany me.
I'm not too sure about you, either.
She's the kind of lady who'd turn on any man. My little transistorized sweetheart, who comes all the way from Japan. When plugged in, she can also run the cooker and the fan. My little transistorized sweetheart, who comes all the way from Japan. When I have spaghetti for lunch, and this will shake you, I bet, she's contented a bunch, a Frank Sinatra cassette. Last week she overheated, now she's got a lovely tan. My little transistorized sweetheart, who comes all the way from Japan. Turned out nice again, hey. Oh, mother, TT races, let George do it. Hey, when we've nothing to do, and she just sits in repose, I get radio too, by punching her on the nose. She wants to have a little baby telly if she can. My little transistorized sweetheart, who comes all the way from Jip, all the way from Jip. Pan.
Now here is Dimphna Goodbody to give us some readings from her new book, Ferns, Fairies and Frolics.
Thank you. There once was a fairy called Gert who tumbled an elf in the dirt. To roars of applause, he ripped down...
Please! You're not Dimphna Goodbody. Who are you, sir?
I am Montgomery Appliance, retired steel welder and president of the Dumb Friends League.
How do you get that job?
I've got more dumb friends than anybody you know, darling.
This is very awkward, dear sir or madam. We'd set aside 5 minutes for this poetry reading. If it doesn't go on, I shall have to take out my tap shoes and truss and do tea for two.
All right. I'll do another one. Here goes.
All around the fairy ring, faster fly the rumours. Someone said the fairy queen does not wear any...
Leaves!
Bloomers.
Sorry. Bloomers.
Oh, this is disgraceful.
We're living in a permissive society, Rosebud. Come over here, I'll give you a common market kiss.
What's a common market kiss?
I stick me tongue in your phrase book.
Well, in that case, over to Gregory Plume, who has some useful phrases for foreigners in England.
How much? I can't afford it. Hello, cheeky. Do you want to be naughty with a Spanish businessman?
Hello.
Hello, the Archers here. Have you had a puff in there talking about the Brumple Patch?
Yes, we have.
Well, we've just come to that line in the recording. Could you give it to me over the phone?
Certainly.
They do be carving down by the Brumple Patch in Long Meadow.
I say, you're awfully good. Are you doing anything for supper?
No.
You're going to be bloody hungry by tomorrow morning.
Who was that?
The Archers.
The people who used to live over Flanagan and Allen?
No, that was Shaw Taylor.
Is that the one who married Richard Burton?
Oh, this is where we came in.
And now it's time for a news flash from our intrepid reporter, George Dahl. Here's George with a story as up-to-date as tomorrow's headlines from the sweltering heat of exotic Bombay.
Hello, London. George Dahl here. They'd sold all the Daily Mails this morning, so I bought an express. I dropped my watch fob down the toilet last night and got bitten by a mosquito. And with that, back to London.
George, you've done it again. Meanwhile, on a dairy farm in the West Country, just between the S and the T.
Here you are, master. I brought an in just as you ordered.
I said bring the cattle in, Bert.
Oh. That means I've just filled the old bull with water and put it on the stove.
Oh, well, we might as well have a cup of beef tea.
And they were never seen again. I wish I wasn't here today. I had an appointment to look up a lady's skirt in Greenwich.
Tim...
I've got to learn somehow.
But surely you must have.
I told you he hadn't.
Shut up. The nearest I got to it was when I once played Mothers and Fathers with the girl next door.
When was that?
Last Friday.
Oh, God.
Full speed ahead. Right, me hearties. There's the left knee, the buttocks, and if you look over there, you can see the left arm. Coming up on the port bow, the right hand.
That was a short excerpt from John Mortimer's Voyage Round My Father.
Don't then. You can't just all hang about on that piece of string and do nothing.
What are you doing, Father?
Telling my beads.
Would you believe it?
Despite all the advances made by scientists in the manufacture of man-made materials, the closest thing to silver is still the Lone Ranger's bottom.
Well, would you believe it?
Gee, Paul, who was that masked stranger who rode into town, rounded up all the rustlers, shot the crooked sheriff, paid off your mortgage and cured little Willie's bad leg?
I don't know, Mary Lou. I thought he was a friend of yours.
Ladies and gentlemen... Finished? Thank you. Ladies...
That's why the lady... I thought we shot him.
Don't be silly. Haven't you noticed Dennis's teeth? You can't kill him unless you drive a stake through his heart.
Is that a fact?
Well, it's either that or stick a lamb chop up his nose.
Meanwhile, in a circus tent just downwind of the camels...
Right, Rinaldo, the hospital has discharged you. How is the jaw feeling?
All right, Dad.
Ready to do the act again?
Yes, Dad.
Well, get it the right way round this time. Remember, you put your head in the elephant's mouth.
Yes, Dad.
Good evening. I am Jumbo the Elephant. I didn't like that joke much, so I'm going to trumpet for a bit.
Thirty-odd years ago, Cole Porter wrote, "You're the Top." A week last Thursday, four drunks in Hampstead wrote this.
Egg and chips, egg and chips. I'm really crazy about my egg and chips. Egg and chips, egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and chips.
Okay, now, Barry, here we go with the story. You listen to this.
And it's very good, Barry.
Egg and chips, egg and chips. Egg and chips, 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 egg and chips. Oh, egg and chips, egg and chips. I'm really crazy about my egg and chips. Egg and chips, egg and chips. Everybody ought to have some egg and chips.
Now we're going to be
very quiet now. Tell them to quiet me.
This is a sad, sad verse.
Egg and chips, 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 egg and chips.
All together,
egg and chips, egg and chips.
All together,
I'm really crazy about my egg and chips, egg and chips, egg and chips. Everybody oughta have some egg and chips.
Everybody, everybody.
One more time.
Sorry, dear, egg and chips is off.
Here is a news flash. In a pub in Ilkley last night, the proprietor produced a machine gun, shot 12 of his customers, clubbed four more to death with the butt, and then stabbed an old lady with a bayonet. A man is helping police with their inquiries.
Right. Where were you on the night of April 27th last?
I was at home with a wife watching the Max Bargrave show on telly.
Oh, you're going to plead insanity, are you?
Home hints for the handyman, number 1,000.
How to make a stairwell.
Give it some syrup of figs.
Boil beef and carrots, boil beef and carrots. And with it, I think, a bottle of Lacrima Christi 1963. And, waiter, I need some glasses.
I've seen your companion, sir, and I couldn't agree more.
What do you mean by that, Kevin?
He means you're an ugly cow.
Sorry. Kevin, you don't mind my being an ugly cow, do you? You said you loved me for myself.
No, I said I loved you for your shelf, the one with the piggy bank on it.
Kevin, look, there's a gypsy violinist coming over to our table.
Good evening, sir. Is there anything I can play for you on the ugly cow?
Oh. Oh. Thank you. Kevin, how do you feel about, golden earrings?
I only wear them with basic black.
Madam, this is for you and your pretty red eyes.
Oh.
The immortal Zigeuner. Zigeuner, sit right down and write myself a letter.
And now we present, for the first time on the screen, Black Flash, King of the Earwigs.
This is the story of the love of a young girl for an earwig.
Is it sexy?
Don't be ridiculous. The time is the turn of the century.
No, it isn't. It's 6:15.
Get off. The time, the turn of the century, the place, the little Berkshire village of Knickertwist Poges. A warm summer evening.
My name is Lucinda Fumble.
Oh, spit! I'm playing a bird again, aren't I?
I'll buy you a drink after.
You talked me into it.
One summer evening in the little Berkshire village of Knickertwist Poges.
I've done that, you ratbag.
I think I'm in love again.
As I strolled past the quaint old inn, the Hamster and Armpit, I became aware of a disturbance.
Would you, you swine? Get down! Get down! Oh, it's you for the knacker's yard. Take that and that!
As I drew nearer, I saw it was one of the village louts, Jem Yates.
He later changed his name to Jess and learned to play the organ.
But not very well. He was... he was attacking an earwig with his leather belt.
As his trousers were round his ankles, Lucinda averted her gaze and remonstrated with him.
Don't ye interfere, Miss Lucinda. This earwig's a rogue. I was just about to ride ye home when he reared up and kicked me. I'll show un...
Lucinda saw red, wrested the belt from him, and gave him a taste of his own medicine.
Oh! Oh! Ow!
He'd soon had enough.
No more, no more, Miss Lucinda. But I'd like to make another appointment for the same time next Friday.
I gave him a scornful look and made a note in my diary. As he took to his heels, I turned to the poor trembling earwig. Are you all right, old fellow? Well, please yourself. I soothed him and took him home, wondering what father would say.
Chapter 2, in which Simon Templar meets Soames Forsyte and the printer's assistant gets the sack.
Lucinda was late for supper and I was worried. She was a hot-blooded girl and memories of other escapades came flooding back. The time she stuffed a fox up her jumper, confused the hunt and caused three men to leave the village. The day she set fire to her mother. I was put out. So was her mother, but not in time. I sat by the fire, thinking I wish they'd invent spam and get it over with. And suddenly...
Daddy! Daddy, guess what's happened?
You've invented spam!
No! No, Daddy, look!
There on our front lawn stood an earwig. A magnificent specimen, a real thoroughbred. Lucinda, it's bad enough taking sweets from gentlemen for showing them your brass rubbings, but this is going too far.
Lucinda got a bottle of brandy and soothed her father, as she always did, by hitting him over the head with it. As he slid to the floor, she told him the story. Knowing Jem Yates as he did, Squire Fumble gladly agreed to keep the earwig for the time being, and Lucinda took his hand out of the fire.
Chapter 3, in which the multi-talented Dennis King does some more earwig impressions and Sir Isaac Newton is hit on the head by a tin of spam.
Lucinda led the earwig, which she had now called Black Flash, into the stables, where she went in search of Seth Droppings, her father's head groom.
I'll be with you as soon as I've groomed your father's head. There we are. Now, Miss Lucinda, what have you got there? Oh, turtle num dum bim poopers udlum. I've never seen anything like it.
You've never seen anything like it?
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Oh.
And there for Gunnar Aspel and all the girls in Hut 7 was Richard Attenborough singing very badly.
Oh, our humble lumble. Are you going to keep him, Miss Lucinda?
Daddy says I can keep him as long as I pay for his keep myself. I must think of a way to make some money.
Umple Dumple, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Lucinda struck him across the face and made another note in her diary.
As the months passed, Lucinda and Black Flash became inseparable.
Oh, my darling.
Excuse I, that be my earwig you're dancing with. I'll have my own back on E, see if I don't.
So they waited to see if he didn't, and he did.
Rimble, dimple, ooter, tums. What be happening, Squire?
The house is on fire, you fool droppings. Can't you see?
I can, but all those twits listening to the radio can't. Where be Miss Lucinda?
Curses. In my eagerness to save my French postcards and my tin of spam, I'd forgotten all about her.
That's too late now. No human being could get in there.
Even as they spoke, the
The valiant figure of Black Flash disappeared into the flames, reappearing moments later, holding Lucinda's limp body between his front teeth.
Do earwigs have teeth?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Chapter 412, in which Claudine takes all her clothes off and Pooh Bear realizes there's more to life than honey.
Sell Black Flash, Daddy, but he saved my life.
Yes, I know, my dear, but when the house burned down, all our sources of income went with it. My poems, the insurance on my wig, it was for flood, you know, the compromising letters from the bishop to your mother, all gone, all gone.
You didn't have to say it twice.
The second time I was referring to the audience. Oh. If I can't find 300 guineas by the end of the month, Black Flash must go.
Why don't he enter Black Flash for the Grand National?
The Grand National?
Yes, the Grand National. I'm sorry about that, but the Northern Dance Orchestra are visiting the wife. I think they've upset her.
Droppings, that's brilliant. Prepare an earwig box. We leave for Aintree immediately.
And as they come to the last fence, there's only four left in it. Terry Biddlecombe, Mr. Muddlecombe, Jemima Puddleluck, and a bloody earwig. And as they go into the last... Oh, Terry Biddlecombe's brought down Mr. Muddlecombe. So as they head for home, Mr. Jemima Puddleluck leading Black Flash by half a length. Black Flash is gaining. What a race he's running. And at the post, it's Black Flash by a pincher.
Lucinda dismounted.
We've done it, Black Flash. We've done it.
And indeed they had, but the strain was too great. And at his moment of triumph, Black Flash's great heart burst. Squire Fumble came striding over.
Don't cry, Lucinda. He gave his all for you. I promise I'll have the little fellow stuffed and mounted and put on display to be revered forever. Where is he?
You're standing on him.
Oh, well.
That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
Ta-da, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
This programme was written and performed by Barry Cryer, John Junkin, and Tim Brooke Taylor. Music by the Dennis King Trio. Produced by David Hatch. Toodaloo.
And you.
Let's go and have a drink.